John, you still driving buses?
Yeah, I do it. Well, it. Do what? Are we picking on me now over there?
Live, and she's streaming out there somewhere. So if somebody happens to be
watching you, I'm telling the truth. She's not going to hit me for telling the truth. Thanks, Steve, though. You're trying to save me.
Let me know when that works.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
We're getting our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk do the roll call, please.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger is absent. Edmonds is absent. Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, February the 15th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. Before we started the meeting this evening, I was informed that Dr. Weinberg passed away yesterday in the state of Florida. A very good friend of the city of Clinton. He always come to the first meeting on the new arrivals of the commission with a bottle of aspirins.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And he was a true gentleman to the city and loyal. We miss him in our community. God bless him. With that, we've got Jeff Morlock here this evening. No, I'm sorry. Oh, you got to do the bills. That's right. Okay.
I'm excited to see Jeff.
All right, go ahead.
Right ahead.
General Administration, $21,549.24. Economic Development, $260.57. Police, $17,906.77. Fire, $8,253.56. Street, $5,983.98. Parks, $515.15. Public Health and Safety, $1,754.17. Garbage Disposal, $50.88. Cemetery, $11,903.42. Water Operations, $19,086.70. Sewer Operations, $3,894.30. Water Deposits, $375. Clinton Sanitary District, $48,411.60. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $2,116.25. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $284,348.03.
Thank you for reminding me, and thank you. Entertain a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. Now, we have Jeff Morlock here this evening to talk to us about the veterans. Is that what we're doing?
That's correct.
Cool. State your name and address for the record, please.
Jeff Morlock, 701 North Grant, Clinton, Illinois.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I just wanted to present something I've been working on for vets. New program for veterans at their funerals, but I think a lot of you guys know I've been doing a lot of different things for veterans, but this new program I started because of a couple people, Darwin Volker, my grandfather, and because of COVID, it eliminated the honor flights, so kind of went to a new program. I'm trying to tie some local veterans into this newer program. This is the gentleman kind of that I picked, but I'll get into what the details of the program, but This was this gentleman coming in for one of our honor flights and just kind of showing this to show some of the things I'm going to kind of let you know that I'd like to get some help with, the banners and stuff here. This is one of the honor flight welcome homes for that gentleman. Several people there. We did that for 75 veterans over 7 years. That's how many we've done that for. So. But this is that gentleman again with a few family members coming up to shoot at Clinton. I believe that one is about 3 o'clock in the morning. And again, this is just kind of a personal note to be able to shake his hand. He was in World War II and Korea, so decided to do the new logo kind of after him. This is all the fire, police, ambulance, everybody that participated in it. But once this ended, I decided to do something a little different. And one side note on the honor flight, the very first person that gets to go is usually a World War II veteran, and this gentleman was the very first person from Clinton that got to lead the honor flight, so I figured what better person to put on the logo than him. His name's Mr. Stroll, and we've actually, Walter Stroll from Clinton, but we've actually put his logo in the back of our, his silhouette in the back of the, in the back of the, our logo. So what we're doing is, for any World War II, Korea, or Vietnam veteran that passes away, we're trying to line her out with people with flags. We're getting flags put out, but we've had some donations from the city, or from some people in the city. Bombs has donated some money, Ace Hardware, some veterans, Kenny Manley, several veterans have donated. But what we do is we have one veteran, whatever branch of service they're in, that veteran will stand there with a, say they're in the Army, he'll be the first person they see when they come over the hill out of the cemetery. So we're trying to tie our local veterans into it, so they would see them. Then we also get local veterans, we get local people to change our signs to thank you for your service. This one's thanks for James Dolly. Just some other things people have done along the route. We have some local people along the route hold up flags. We've got people that stand on the viaduct down here. Nate Ennis and a few of his family, a few of his friends stand up on the viaduct. He actually brought his baseball team one time to be there as well. We also put about 150, 200 flags out along the route to kind of show the veterans a lot more respect on their final ride from the funeral home to the cemetery. But we try and get as many flags out as we can. We get some people that decorate their houses up for the vets as well. Sometimes we have, you know, the fire department sets up their ladder truck with a flag underneath of it at the same place down at the cemetery as the veteran drives underneath of it with the casket. The Clinton Fire Department salute. We also have some pictures of Clinton firemen, Kenny Fire, Wapella Fire is involved a lot of times. Just some different ones we've done it at, but the general idea is when the funeral, this is just a picture of a Vietnam veteran. He was at one of them. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. He wrote a couple books on his experience. So we're really trying to tie veterans into the veteran's funeral. This is another funeral of all veterans waiting at the cemetery for the funeral. But what we do is we give the veteran's family a flag case, and we give them a picture with our logo on it. And it's a specially designed flag case. It's got the picture of their loved one. It's got a couple, whatever branch they serve in. It's got that in there. And we give that to the family during the funeral. As soon as the funeral's almost over, the funeral home lets us come in and give that to the family. Pretty touching feeling to be able to do that. But that's kind of one of the things that, you know, I'm looking to, you know, maybe get a little help on. This is kind of phase one of the project. There's for World War II guys, we're going to do a little bit better flag case, but this is kind of what I've got going right now. So once I get a little bit further along, we'll get to that second phase. But some special unique things on the flag case is on the back of it, it has what the 13 folds of the flags mean, which not a lot of people know. It has that on the back, kind of the, and it also talks about the Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, what the differences are in those. So the kind of the idea is, and this is on the inside of the flag case. It's kind of the saying for veterans when they open that flag case up and put the actual flag in, it's just kind of something somber for them when they see it. So it's kind of a neat thing for when they open it. We're also getting them, there'll be a certificate to get them put on a local wall for free in there as well. Any ideas for younger kids when they get that flag case? They're going to see the back of it. They're going to understand what the 13 folds of the flag is. They're going to know what the difference between all these are. And also, whoever donates, we also put their name on the bottom side. So if someone donated, we say it's donated in memory of from such and such person. So that veteran's name lives on and in with this veteran's family. So trying to make it veteran to veteran related. But some of the guys we've done it for: Bernie Walden, Darwin Volker, Daryl Batson, Sonny Nelson, Tom Connedy. But just a prime example, we did it for these gentlemen, and it was very solemn. They told us that they never thought they would smile at a funeral. We really brought a smile to their face. So just some things that I'm looking at for some help on is, how can I make this better for our town? How can I, you know, get more, you know, pendants around the entrance to the cemetery? Because right now we put them out by hand, but something like pendants or some kind of waving flags. Some other things I thought of was things like this for the pillars out in front of the cemetery to make that look really nice. These are the flag cases that I give them as well with their picture. Some other things were some wreath type things like that for maybe the entrances to the cemetery, to just something to really, you know, when the family goes through there, they really, really appreciate that. And just some other different things. There's some bows and stuff like that, but just more or less opening it up to, you know, any ideas, any ways you guys, you know, would be interested in helping with, you know, putting flags out, ideas to make it more patriotic, you know, things like that. So it's the ones that I've done, the six that I've done, I can tell you it's very sobering. It's the honor flights were very nice, but this is a whole different thing, and I think it's going to grow a lot quicker than what the honor flights did. So any questions on anything at all?
Seems to be a lot more personal, and because the honor flights were nice, but it was a long day for the gentlemen and a long day for the families coming in, and I enjoyed, you know, going to Springfield and watching them get off the plane, but it is a long day for them. But this is a lot more personal touch, community-wise. Appreciate it.
Is this something that will continue? Are the honor flights going to come back someday? I mean,
the honor flights are actually discontinued until June of this year, and then they're going to make a decision after that.
Okay, but even with the honor flights still being, you still continue doing this too?
Yes.
Okay.
Once they determined last year that the honor flights were suspended, I said, I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. I've got all these contacts. I want to do something for veterans. When Darwin passed away, I kind of got my mind working, and that's when I started, you know, doing the flag case, and it evolved to the 13 folds, and it's just slowly evolved into, you know, just getting to be more and more, you know, people, and it is a personal thing for
that's great. Members. We appreciate everything you do, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem.
Great.
Yeah. So
I've got to help in the last couple. Got to go out and hold flag. Went out and helped put flags and doing some things, and it is very heartwarming to see the people that are always waving and smile, you know, telling you, hey, we thank you for being here. And it was very moving for me. It was hard because I do know what it was like to serve. And then whenever they are in that moment, the families are all distressed, just like everybody else that loses a loved one. Yeah. But then when you see the honor guard that comes up and folds that flag and hands it to that member of the family, that is sobering. That is probably one of the neatest things I think I've ever seen. Jeff has been doing a real good job with it, and it's been through just personal money that he spends. He does get some donations, just like it costs $75 to $100, but time you get all the things made, that's no time. He doesn't get any time or any money that he makes. He's just getting the materials. And then if you do get a chance to honor him with a donation to buy the box, it's not a big deal out of any of our budgets, but the time he spends, his wife spends, and all the things that he's doing behind the scenes, that I appreciate that, because you just don't see that. You know, that's the thing. It doesn't have a monetary value you can put on it.
Correct. But
just like the guys that come out from the honor guard that does the salute and stuff, all those guys are getting older. Some of the guys that have done it for years and years now have had to, you know, step back and let somebody else take their place. And it's just, you're not seeing people do that anymore. The younger generation just doesn't seem to care that much. And I appreciate Jeff and what he's doing. And when I got involved, I told him, I said, well, you know, if there's something we could maybe help with, and part of the decorations on like the gates going into the high end of the cemetery and stuff, maybe that's something that we could maybe help with and help with the cost and set up. And then, you know, he gets people and we volunteer to come out and put them up. We take them down. It wouldn't be like it'd be up there all the time just getting destroyed. It's just during those funerals. Mm-hmm. And that was why I mentioned to him that, well, maybe you ought to come up and let people know what's going on, see what he's doing for the community. And it was just sterling with Tom Connolly's, just like we talked the other day, when they brought the casket out on the old fire truck and all the guys were there. And I mean, that was a cold, miserable, rotten day, but it still made people feel good that those people came out and honored their family member. And that was really impressive to me, you know. And I can tolerate some cold, to stand out there and see how that applied, you know. And there wasn't a person out there that wasn't appreciative. So anyway, I enjoy helping him. I like doing it. And if any of you guys, you know, get a chance, Jeff needs to get some numbers, and if you get a chance to come out and participate in one, sure, come out and give him a hand, because it is very, very worthwhile. It really is. And I'm just wanting to get out there in the community and let them know that this is going on. I think Jeff's doing a great job, and it certainly isn't because he's getting anything for it. It's just he enjoys doing it, and he really looks after the veterans and their families. So thank you.
And just one thing, too. It's for anybody from World War II, beginning of World War II, to the end of Vietnam. It's for that generation. So okay, in the future, maybe I'd like to get someone else to do with newer veterans, but that's kind of what it is now. So. Okay. Any questions?
No, just appreciate everything you do.
Good. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As you get along and you find out what these pillars or whatever it is, please get in contact with us and let us know what you're looking at and what we can maybe help with. Okay. I think we'd be willing to do something. It's the cemetery, we still own the cemetery, you know, and we still want to take and do things that make it, you know, neat and unique. So as you get more of an idea, please bring it back and let us know what those would be.
Okay.
Got anything for us this evening, Ken?
Yeah, I just got a couple things. Talking with Steve earlier, I guess we're finally getting everything together for this Center Street project for the Webster Street for that ramp. He said he'll have something together for us to bring to the council next week, or I'm sorry, in 2 weeks, next meeting. And also, this month, we are starting our brush pickup again. It'll be on the 15th, which is a Monday. And we are going to waive the size of load you can put out for us this time because of all the storm damage that is still out. Now that's not telling you can go out and cut a tree down and put out for us to pick up, but and also remind everybody too, your leaves and any other brush that can be in brown or paper bags, disposable bags, biodegradable bags, please put them in there. And you know, we start on Monday, but it doesn't mean we'll be there Monday, but we'd like to have everything out Monday because we don't want to come back through once we've been through a section. So I just appreciate everybody get their stuff out when we get things picked up, cleaned up. And it's going to be a week. And then next month, we'll go back to our restrictions on size of loads we'll pick up.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Public property?
I really don't have anything this evening.
Okay. Everything running pretty decent?
We've got things back in order. They've got the heaters going. And now this weather's turned warmer, it's helping. But yeah, we do have some leaks again. We had a slew of leaks there again, just all at once. And I do appreciate Kenny's crew coming out, and they all help each other, so yep. I appreciate that. So other than that, everything else is going pretty well.
Okay. Health and safety, did Danny leave you anything, Tim?
He did not.
Council finance, anything from Tom? Tom, you on? Okay, good. Good evening, Tom.
I'm here. And I went over to Clinton, came over, and we went through the
Okay, thank you. We'll jump on down to new business. We've got one article to place on file. That's the contract proposals for Encore Development Services for the ground maintenance work. We've got a two-year contract for this year and for 2022. And we're going to place that on file this evening. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Weiss?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
All right, Steve, be careful. Steve and Tom.
Brush piled.